Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of January 23rd, 2012. I am your co-host, Michael Staley. Alongside me is the talented, crazy, stupid, and lovely Melissa Hansen.
You know me so well.
Yes, and I say that because we just got done watching Crazy Stupid Love, which I had never seen before, and I was thoroughly impressed.
I saw it on the big screen.
Yeah.
This summer with my friend Joanne. Hi, Joanne. And thoroughly enjoyed it.
You know, I wasn't thinking much of it because I saw the trailer, you know, and
yeah, you're like,
so romantic comedies, I'm romantic comedied out, but this was kind of the anti-romantic comedy.
It was. It kind of defies genre. It was more of a romantic drama.
Yeah.
But there was plenty of comedy in it.
Yeah. And we were saying it's a character study. I mean, it's this fascinatingly complex, messy, and beautifully orchestrated tale of these people whose lives just intertwine in strangely bizarre and beautiful ways with fantastic performances. And I had gotten so tired of Steve Carell from The Office. I think I had just kind of gotten sick of his shtick. But there's something about him here that's incredibly heartwarming and endearing. And then playing off of people like Julianne Moore and Ryan Gosling. My God, man, that guy is everywhere. And he nails every single role that I've seen him in so far this year.
This one was like written for him. And Emma Stone,
her role was great.
You know, it was a cute, sexy role, which is just Emma Stone. Yeah. Those are two of my favorite actors. I think they're both good actors, but mainly I just love watching them on screen.
Yeah.
I'm worried that I'm going to get burned out on them because I enjoy them so much and they're both kind of everywhere right now. But I hope that doesn't happen.
No, I was just, it's if you haven't seen it, it's well worth seeking out because
I think so. If you're not huge into romantic comedies, it's more than just a chick flick.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys would relate to one character or the other.
There's a lot of different stories in this movie for you to choose from in terms of who you relate to, and a lot of universal themes. So how about you? What did you do for entertainment this week?
I saw A Dolphin Tale.
Ooh, lucky you, the bionic dolphin.
And it was seriously one of the most manipulative movies I have ever watched.
Why do you say that?
But here's the thing. I don't care. I didn't care one bit because it was beyond ridiculous. It's about this dolphin who's injured and Harry Connick Jr. is trying to save him. And then there's this kid that the dolphin relates to. And then Morgan Freeman's going to make a new tale for her. And it's just one thing happens. You're like, oh, that's so sad. And then like the next thing happens. And then it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous how they play on your emotions. But you know what? I didn't care. Watching it, I was just like so sucked in. And I'm just like, my eyes were welled up with tears. And you know what? I loved it. It's my friend Corey. Hey, Corey. Her kids, Anna and Brody. I watched it with them. And it's Anna's favorite movie. And, you know, I understand why. It was sweet and it was charming and it was fun watching a dolphin. And it's a really bad movie that I thoroughly enjoyed watching.
So Warner Brothers went fishing and they caught you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Nice. Good one.
Yeah, there you go. well, since we're focusing on movies, let's look at what's been going on in the box office.
All righty. It's like brand new.
What do you mean?
Slate has been washed clean.
Oh, like we were talking about last week, there was a whole bunch of new stuff coming out.
Yeah. Finally, some big new stuff was coming out, and that's what's at the top of the charts.
Yeah.
Number one, Underworld Awakening, which is not very shocking that that's number one.
But Len Wiseman, who lives here in Santa Monica, the director of the first three, took a producer role on this one, and they're very excited because they plan on doing more.
You know, you really can't beat Kate Beckinsale in tight clothes.
Yeah, well, you can't beat...
That's going to make money.
Kate Beckinsale, period. I mean, she's one of the most beautiful women. I mean, it's just sickening how flawless she is.
Yeah, well, I kind of meant just in movies. That's going to... Well, you just proved my point.
Yeah.
Put her in it, going to bring the men in.
Yep.
So, but that's followed by Red Tails.
Which I didn't realize George Lucas is the executive producer of that movie.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He was claiming he couldn't get it produced in Hollywood because it's too black. And
Shut up, no.
Yeah, like nobody wanted to film my movie because it's about black people.
Oh my God. It's about the Tuskegee Airmen, which we've already seen a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen.
Right.
So what is he talking about? The story can't be made.
Yeah, well, it's George Lucas. What is he ever talking about?
Whatever. What else? Contraband. Mm-hmm. The Mark Wahlberg movie. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which I still have to see. It's still sitting here. I have to watch it. Haywire. Steven Spielberg. Steven Soderbergh's Haywire. Spielberg's everywhere else. More Beauty and the Beast. 3D.
Yeah.
People still going?
Yeah, that's still on it. And then after that, Joyful Noise. At least it's dropped a little bit. Gives me a little more faith in Americans. But then, you know, rounding out the top 10 is the ones that were at the top the last few weeks. Mission Impossible, Sherlock Holmes, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
So still the Christmas carryover.
Yeah, so those are kind of
on the way out. And Dragon Tattoo hasn't hit 100 million.
No, it hasn't. And I think I said last week that was the last time I was going to mention it. So
94.7, so it's close.
So I think next week we'll be there.
I don't know. There's some stuff coming out next week. We look at the list here. Liam Neeson takes on a bunch of wolves in the gray.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Tilda Swinton's bizarre family drama. We Need to Talk About Kevin gets a wide release.
Right.
If you want romantic comedy, Katherine Heigl gets to play a bounty hunter who goes after her ex-boyfriend in One for the Money.
Huh. So it's kind of the flip of the Jennifer Aniston Gerard Butler
that's
one.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because that was such a great piece of work. Let's, you know, remake that one.
A smaller movie, but one that's getting some positive buzz, is Man on a Ledge, which Elizabeth Banks tries to prevent Sam Worthington from committing suicide.
Yeah, it's not a euphemism.
No.
It's really Man on a Ledge. It's a man on a ledge.
Yeah. And Glenn Close's critically acclaimed Albert Nobbs period piece is getting a wide release as well.
Yeah.
So again, a bunch of stuff coming out. I don't know how, well, we'll see how much of an impact it has. But I have a feeling that Liam Neeson's going to bring in some money next week.
Yeah, yeah, that'll probably be the new one that tops the list.
That would be my guess. If you're not going to theater, we can take a look at what's coming into the world of Blu-ray and DVD on Tuesday.
All right, and the big one, 50-50.
Oh, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Right, right.
Which, again, is kind of, you know, we were talking about Crazy Stupid Love trying to be genre-defining. This was kind of marketed as a comedy, but it's not because it's a cancer drama.
Yeah.
So I think some people were kind of surprised by that.
Right.
A couple other big things. Real Steel, which Dave Johnson actually liked in a cheesy kind of way. Rock'em Sock'em Robots with Hugh Jackman. Paranormal Activity 3. Which talk about franchises that just keep going, like the Energizer Bunny.
Right. And Memphis, which was...
it's a Broadway.
Yeah, it's the Broadway show, which was, you know, Tony winner for Best Musical.
A couple Criterions. Gojira, otherwise known as Godzilla, the original one, not the one that was recut with Raymond Burr. But the original Japanese version is on Criterion this week.
And then we have a couple Richard Pryors coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah, vintage stuff.
Yeah, The Toy... and See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Yep. Stir Crazy?
Yeah, out on Blu-ray. I mean, they've been out on DVD.
But. Yeah. And the same thing, Woody Allen, two of his classics are getting Annie Hall and, what's the other one, Manhattan, I think, that's getting
Manhattan.
Blu-ray releases. Quite a few stuff here. And see, now here's something that Universal's doing. They're releasing Buck Rogers, Gil Gerard's Buck Rogers, season one on DVD.
But the whole thing's out, right?
I reviewed the set. Like in 2004, the complete series.
If you're a fan of the series, you're going to buy the whole set.
You've already got it, and it's cheap. I want to say you can probably get the whole series for like $14.99, unless they put it on moratorium and you can't, but eBay, I'm sure, has it. Besides and beyond the first season, the second season was kind of lousy anyways, so you don't need to see that. Anything else here? Oh, Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, which has got to be one of the finest Scooby-Doo interpretations next to the original.
Yeah, that's the most recent. That's kind of what's on right now.
Yeah.
The new Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, the second half of the first season, which, again, Warner Brothers is really messed up because they did four volume releases of the first half of the season, and now they're doing the second half in one collection. So.
Okay, here's the thing. People who put out DVDs, give us a whole damn season in one. Why is this difficult?
Now, we've had this conversation with the studios before, and they tell us it's because of price point. That because they can do four episodes and charge $9.99, that they can put it in the grocery store next to like TV Guide or something, and people are going to buy it that way. I don't know. I think it's a stupid argument because nobody wants to buy six volumes of a TV series when you can just buy one package.
Exactly.
So, anyways, there's enough here for you to keep busy on Blu-ray and DVD. And if not, we can always go over
Well, I was just going to say, you can see the whole list of what's coming out this week and future weeks at DVD Verdict under upcoming DVD releases.
Correct. And we're keeping on top of this and updating stuff as it comes in, so you can constantly look for updates there. In the world of internet streaming, over at Netflix, I'm not really impressed with Netflix these days. I don't know if they're not signing licenses the way they used to or what, but there's only a handful of things coming out this week of note. Kiefer Sutherland's web series, which I didn't realize this, called Confession.
He's just everywhere, and I've, kind of haven't kept up with them.
Which is getting a DVD release as well. It's about a hitman who goes to church and confesses his sins to a priest.
Wait, there's a whole web series?
Yeah, it's a web series.
How many damn, confessions does he have?
I don't know. I mean, it's just one long conversation broken into little bits.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be. And two of the CW series, Supernatural, the first six seasons.
Okay.
And that stupid 90210 reboot, the first three seasons of that. They're already in season four of that show. Yikes.
I'm really surprised that one's lasted.
Yeah, me too. Over on Hulu, again, not a whole lot of interesting stuff here. The Vanilla Ice Project.
Night, where he, like, fixes homes.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay,
that's the one,
it's
right?
His show, and I think it's got a second season.
Yeah, it's his
so
TV
it's the
show.
First season.
He's become like a contractor or whatever, and he rehabs and flips and whatever kind of stuff. That's what he does now instead of rapping.
If you ever need a career, just go into reality TV.
Yeah.
Betty White's, you talked about this, was it last week?
Yes.
Her senior citizen punk show.
It started last week, her new show.
So you can catch up on that on Hulu. It's called Off Their Rockers. And another show that you enjoy, Tabitha Takes Over, talk about reality
TV. Yeah, that's the one kind of reality thing I've gotten into, and I don't know. I think it's just because of her.
And she goes in and takes over salons.
Yeah, that one. And actually, that's the two realities I like. I like Kitchen Nightmares, which is Gordon Ramsay. He goes in and, like, takes over a restaurant for a week and turns it around. And Tabitha Takes Over, she goes into, a hair salon and takes it over
for a
week and turns it around. Yeah.
Okay.
Same formula. And they kind of have the same attitude. They're kind of assholes, but they're doing it to help the person, too.
Yeah.
They're not doing things to be mean. Okay. They're just kind of being blunt and honest because, they're trying to help them.
And it makes good television.
Yeah.
And then on Amazon Instant, of course, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases are available for instant streaming as soon as those come out. But some other interesting things here. See Thomas Howell's Soul Man.
Oh, my God. That is one of the most racist things ever put on film.
It was Ray Dong Chong who played it.
Oh, it's just horrible.
Disney's The Ballad of Nessie, which was an animated short that ran in front of Winnie the Pooh last year. They're doing some... Amazon's getting some of these animated shorts out. The critically acclaimed, and everybody in L.A. seems to be into this, Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
So season two is available on Amazon Instant.
Half my Twitter feed is, about that.
And Patton Oswalt is, head over heels for the show, and he's constantly, I need more, I need more.
Yeah.
He's addicted. And Justified season three, which just started on FX. So that's all for the streaming world this week. What do you got?
Well, it is the most exciting week ever in television.
Holy crap, what's going on?
Okay, it's completely not. Go do all that streaming stuff.
Okay.
Don't even bother putting it on. Because Monday on NBC is yet another Republican debate.
Oh my. Haven't enough people dropped out now that they don't need to have these anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? They should just have a boxing match between Mitt and Newt.
Oh God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Celebrity death match.
That's what they should just do now.
And then
they
can kill each other.
They've said enough, and almost everybody else is gone.
But it just keeps getting worse. Every time one of these guys opens their mouth, they're digging bigger holes for themselves.
Yeah. I keep waiting for them to just all drop out. And then Tuesday, even more excitement is a State of the Union address.
Oh, boy.
So all of the main networks will be covering that. So Tuesday night's a bit of a wash. But the one... very cool thing this week, Sunday, HBO's new series, Luck.
Well, that's the Dustin
which
Hoffman.
Which is Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman, coming to TV.
And this is just another example of where all the good writing is going. It's going to cable television.
It is. Yeah, so it's a new show about, gamblers, and it's Dustin Hoffman.
Because Don Cheadle had a new series that just started as well with Kristen Bell, House of Lies.
Right.
On Showtime.
Right. Forget all the mid-season crap on the regular networks. Hit up, HBO and Showtime for their new shows. So That's that. Music, we've got some bigger stuff coming out. The Grammy nominees CD, they do this every year, and it's, okay. you know, the top songs that are nominated all on a CD, and the profits go to, like, the Grammy charity. So you've got Adele and Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, the Black Keys, kind of all the big names in music all have a song on it. Mm. Another one, Celtic Women, I believe is the name, and there's actually a DVD that goes along with it.
This stuff has been too. Huge on PBS,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the big PBS. You've all seen them, if you watch PBS at all, they're during the pledge drives.
Yeah.
They always have their concerts. So if you like them there, you can check them out on CD and DVD. Tim McGraw has a new CD called Emotional Traffic. It's been a while since he's done some new stuff.
When did I just see him in? Oh, he was in Dirty Girl.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
he's kind of a cameo role at the end. But
okay.
Yeah, he's balancing a music and acting career.
Right, and pretty good at both, in my opinion. So another big one that's coming out. Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
40th anniversary edition of L.A. Woman.
The Doors?
The Doors.
Yeah, wow.
40 years since that came out. So there's, you know, an anniversary edition.
Wow.
Available this week. Yeah, it's actually older than me, which is just unbelievable. Books, a couple interesting books. One of them is Carte Blanche. It's the new James Bond novel.
Oh.
Which is...
I didn't know they're still writing James
Bond novels. Yeah, it's still... It's written now by Jeffrey Deaver, who's a Chicago author. And he's written a bunch of thriller mystery stuff, including The Bone Collector.
Oh, was that movie we saw? The terrible...
Yeah, it was a really bad
Jennifer
movie.
Jennifer Lopez?
But it's supposed to... No. Oh. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay. Right.
Denzel Washington. But, you know, he's a pretty famous author and well-known and well-liked. But he's doing James Bond novels now.
Okay.
one of the other one. I'm just telling you it because I like the title.
What?
Glamour magazine has an advice columnist by a guy, or column by
okay.
a guy. Jake. I'm sure he's been like 100 different people over the years, and I'm sure not all of them have been men who've been writing this.
Right.
Totally. So Jake, always hit on the wingman.
Oh, geez.
And 9 other secret rules for getting the love life you want. So it's a guide for women. So, and I think that's, I'll go with that one. Always hit on the wingman.
Which is interesting
He's
because...
probably more upstanding, which goes back to like
crazy stupid love. Because that's the premise of the whole film was Ryan Gosling being the Lothario teaching Steve Carell how to pick up women.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Screw that advice. Totally hit on Ryan Gosling. Screw the wingman. If the other guy is Ryan Gosling, go for him.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make that call there.
Yeah.
Hey.
So... Yeah, so a little bit of music and books that might interest you.
Should we switch over to entertainment news?
Let's go for it.
All right. In the wake of the SOPA and PIPA protests, and I'm not talking about...
PIPA?
I'm not talking about Pippa Middleton.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm like, who the hell's protesting her?
Nobody's protesting
Pippa. Okay, phew.
PIPA's a watered-down version of SOPA, and now I'm missing the SOPA acronym, which is Stop Online Piracy Act. Anyways, these congressional things have gotten... trounced because of these blackouts that happened by all the websites. And Verdict stepped up and made their feelings known as well. But MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, Chairman Chris Dodd, who used to be a U.S. Senator from Connecticut, who used to be a lobbyist, is now pissed off with Washington.
Because he's not getting what he wants, so he's going to take his toys and go home.
Because all of these congressional guys are now backtracking on these laws, which
You're
are...
right,
which,
because guess what they're doing? They're listening to the people what they want instead of, like, money.
But he basically came out and said, don't expect Hollywood to come and back you when you want something.
Right, because I love how he thinks he controls Hollywood.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? George Clooney's still giving his fucking millions to whoever he wants. Who cares what the MPAA says?
So now there's people who are writing protests because he's basically saying that Hollywood bribes Congress.
What an idiot.
And he's admitting to this. It's so dumb. This guy is digging himself a grave. Speaking of, you know, taking your toys and going home, George Lucas was doing press for this Red Tails thing.
Right.
And they're talking about Star Wars. He's like, I'm not going to make any more Star Wars movies because everybody just yells at me all the time. Why should I do stuff if they're just going to be angry with me?
We just yell at you and give you millions and millions of dollars. I think you can take the yelling.
So his quote was, it's my movie, my name on it, and it needs to be the way that I want. So it's the spoiled thing. He's not going to make any more Star Wars movies. That's what he says.
Okay.
And we'll be lucky if we can get one more Indiana Jones movie out of him, which...
No. Okay, he needs to, like, go look up the definition of luck, then, because we're not lucky.
Especially
give
after...
us more refrigerator.
Yeah, that was...
flying through the air.
Oh, jeez. And there's been a little controversy about that, because Steven Spielberg was... taking the bullet, saying that was my idea, that was my idea, it was my idea. Well, now it turns out it was really George Lucas' idea, and Steven was kind of covering for him. So that's the story that's coming out of that.
Yeah, the wingmen. Go for the wingmen. They're much better people. All right.
Couple more things. Ryan Murphy, who we've talked about before, Mr. Glee and American Horror Story. So he
and
is.
Nip Tuck. Let's
right.
not forget that.
But he's notorious for self-destructing on projects.
Oh, absolutely.
Just screwing things up. He's adapting the Tony Award-winning play Normal Heart, which was about AIDS, the rise of AIDS in the 80s in New York.
Yeah.
So he's cast Alec Baldwin, Julia Roberts, Jim Parsons
from
Big Bang Theory, and Matthew Bomer from White Collar.
White Collar on USA.
And Chuck.
Yes.
He was on Chuck, the original couple seasons of Chuck.
Right.
And then after that, he's going to do a horror sci-fi movie with the guys from Apollo 18.
Well,
which,
of course he is. Because why not?
I don't know.
Next logical step.
Whatever. And then one more thing I've got is the CW has greenlit a Sex in the City prequel.
Right. It's like young Carrie.
Right. The Carrie Diaries.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's before she's writing her advice column.
Okay. Because
in the show she writes, or like a sex column.
Yeah.
And so it's before she's writing that, and she's a writer, and that's the storyline goes into like her column.
Okay.
So it'll go into her diaries.
So does this mean like Sarah Jessica Parker will do voiceover narration or something?
I don't know.
No?
I don't think so. I don't think
she's a flashback thing? Okay.
Yeah, it's a much younger. She's not in it.
All right, so when Gossip Girl ends, they're going to stick this in there, which is basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
This isn't
Gossip
Girl.
That's what it's going to end up being.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it's going to be pretty much the same thing.
Okay, that's all the news I got. I'm done.
All right, well, I just have, you know, my regular weekly dose of Kardashian.
Oh.
How can you live without it? Come on, people.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom. It was his first game back in L.A.
Yeah.
Since he got traded to Dallas.
The Mavericks, right.
Right. So, first game back, and he got standing ovation from all the fans there, and all the Kardashians came out and, you know, were in the stand cheering him on and stuff. But that's not actually the big news from that night. Bruce had, like, Band-Aids and stuff in the side of his face.
More plastic surgery?
So, that's, I'm sure, what everyone thought. But it ends up he had skin cancer.
Oh.
That was removed. So that's the big news. Bruce Jenner. Oh, no. Well, we do wish him well.
Yeah.
Like we would anyone.
Yeah. But did he have another facelift at the same time when they were doing that?
I wouldn't.
Because if you look at a picture of him from the 70s compared to now, I mean, granted, everybody ages and stuff, but.
No, but he's admitted he had really bad plastic surgery years ago.
Okay.
And he's talked about, like, they did a horrible job, and he's had a few little things to try to make it better, but yeah, he still looks kind of like Plastic Man.
Yeah, it's just, it's too bad that a guy who was a hero to so many people in the 70s as this, you know, macho athlete has now become known for...
Yeah, just see him getting...
being the father of the Kardashian clan.
Berated by Chris every week on the show.
Emasculation. Mm. Cuckolding. Isn't that what Steve Carell talked about? Cuckold?
Cuckold. He's cuckold.
He's cuckold.
I'm cuckold.
Can't believe
he
I'm cuckold.
Me.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us this week. Thank you guys for turning in. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Turning on.
Tune out. Tune on. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. It's late. You can always email feedback to us at mstaley@dvdverdict.com and
mhanson@dvdverdict.com.
All right. And we will be back next week. But until then, do you have a sign off for us?
Do you doubt me?
No, I'm just setting you up.
And so it goes.